Hello, my friends. I am Dennis Gebhardt, and this is Guru in Your Ear. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this episode of Guru in Your Ear. I'm Dennis Gebhardt, here with my teaching partner, Max Masiano. Max, how you doing, brother?
Hi, Dennis. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Great. And we're very excited about today's podcast. We have a special guest with us, and I'm going to turn it over to Max and let him get the ball rolling. So, Max, I'll turn it over to you, my friend. Take it away.
All right. Well, today we have someone very near and dear to Guru Nation joining us. It's our friend Ann House from Wisconsin. We've known her for a little over a year. She started 2 years, actually. She started attending some of our programs, and she's actually become a really close personal friend to both Dennis and I. She's a fabulous hair colorist. She's always, you know, coming to us with questions and, you know, bringing us things that she sees on social media that maybe don't quite make sense to her, always, you know, feeding our minds and our hearts. And we wanted to bring her on the podcast to actually talk about, one, how she found us, but also, two, she is currently in our Hair Color University program, which is the next phase after Hair Color School, which are our two flagship programs that we teach. And we wanted her to kind of share some of her experiences with you guys. So first and foremost, welcome, Anne.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're so happy that you're here. So why don't you first tell us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been in the industry, et cetera.
Well, I started right out of high school. I started school just about 40 years, November 2nd, 1983 was my first beauty school class. And I have been a hairdresser, so just about 40 years.
Nice.
Yeah, that's great.
Love that. Most, because you know, like most people now, I just read the statistic the other day, most beauty school graduates, actually not most, 80% of beauty school graduates drop out within the first 2 years of completing cosmetology school. So it's really speaks volumes of your dedication to the industry as for the fact that you've lasted this long. So,
well, she must be doing something right, do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so are you working currently in a commission salon? Do you have a suite? What's your current sort of work status?
Well, about half of my first part of my career was working in different salons. Of the last 21 years, almost, I've been self-employed in a suite, renting a suite.
Nice.
And nice. I'm really enjoying that.
I love that.
And Anne, have you always been in Wisconsin or?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Okay. Great.
And have you always been pretty dedicated to seeking out education in your career?
It's harder when you're self-employed because you really have to look to find something versus being in a salon and being, you know, getting regular education on a pretty regular basis. So it's harder to find things when you're not working in a salon, but you have to look.
Absolutely. And how did you find Guru Nation and when?
Well, about 2 years ago, it was, you know, during COVID, I was looking to find some education outside, not outside of the salon, but in my home since I couldn't go anywhere. And I was taking another course with another educator, and she had Dennis on her show. And he made quite an impact with me. And he was explaining, he did a visual on explaining how ammonia is changed to MEA and how that is created. And my brain lit on fire. And during the class, I Googled, or I went on his Instagram page to find him immediately while the class is still going on, and I was just like, this is what I need. I need to find out this information because it was so compelling. And I've never really had any former education on this. It was always going to watch an educator, you know, do a hair color model, and that was it. They never filled us in on any of the science behind it.
Right. Wow. Well, that is great. And it's good to know that there are people who really want to know this information. So what was your first introduction to us as far as education goes? Was it hair color school or?
Before hair color school, I went on your website and was doing the all your videos. I went and looked through all your videos so I could understand the terminology that you use.
Right.
And then I was like, hair color school came up and I'm like, I'm in. The best class I have ever taken. Wow. Hands down.
So if you can kind of just kind of give us some ideas about what were your discoveries from that course, or, you know, what are the things that, you know, that stood out for you so much?
Well, you teach the universal law of lift, and you also teach formulating for lift, and that brown is a universal color, and you were teaching B's, R's, and Y's, which I was never introduced to.
Right.
And how helpful that has been in mapping out color to, you know, even though coloring is not an exact science. So you kind of helped me fine tune my formulating process.
Great. So it gave you that pathway. So you kind of had some direction when you're formulating.
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
That's one of the weakest points I think we have in this industry is formulation. It's probably one of the most frightening parts of what we have to do when we color hair. And it's also most often the most unspoken fear that we have. That's why we go back in the back or up to the color bar and we just throw stuff in a bowl, hoping that it all works out. So that was great. So hair color school worked well for you. Did you enjoy all four sessions, or which sessions really stood out the most for you? Because for the listeners, you know, hair color school consists of four sessions. So we're working with you for over a month, and we're working with you in messaging, and we meet every week. We give you homework to do. It's really an excellent program, but each program is a little bit different. It's a standalone program on its own. If you could kind of share with us, Anne, where did the lights go on in all four sessions, or where did the lights really go on for you?
Well, the lights went on for all four sessions, actually, because I believe it. You said when you were putting your material together that it is a foundation, like all of your classes provide a foundation and a strong foundation for the next class and the next class. And I've never had that foundation in any of my courses or classes.
Right.
And it was important to see what's in the color, how it works, how you make a color. You taught me how all colors are alkaline. And
yes,
and that was another brain smoke moment where I was talking with you, I believe, and you were telling me that, and I'm like, this makes sense now, because I was using a product that claimed to be an acidic color, which basically is not possible. It can be a lower alkaline, but it's still alkaline for the hair.
Yes.
And I don't see hardly any, but I really don't see anywhere other than your course where that's taught. So it really helped me to realize the product that I'm working with and what to expect.
Yeah, well, that's great. And you're absolutely right, is that when we finally get those missing pieces that we were never given, the lights go on. And that's why we have strived to include all of those so that you have a structure, you have a resource, you have something to fall back on. And it, you know, it just makes us feel very, very good about the fact that it's actually helped you navigate the world of hair color. And, you know, feel more empowered and more successful. Max, anything you want to ask Anne?
What I would like to know is, you know, so there the four segments of Hair Color School, is there, I know you, I'm sure you love them all, but is there one that was your particular favorite?
Well, I did like the chemistry part and how color works and learning about the different bonds in the hair. Mm-hmm. And it also helped me because I didn't want to be that colorist who made something up as I went along. You helped me to get definitions as to why something works, where Wonderful. I didn't have that foundation. And I didn't want to be somebody who made something up to a client as I went along. I wanted to Amen. Know exactly what I was talking about. And I was never provided that foundation. And as you say always, applied knowledge is power. I didn't have that knowledge, so right. I couldn't apply it.
Right. And, you know, it's kind of common in our industry that in many cases, we are given the how, but we're not given the why. You know, my mentor always said, without the why, the how becomes very difficult. Mm-hmm. But once you know the why, the how becomes really easy. And so that's what we try to do, is to fill in those blanks, because as Max said earlier, you know, the attrition rate in our industry is unbelievable. I mean, there are lots of people going to beauty school, but there are also lots of people that are dropping out of the hairdressing industry because they are not equipped. And especially now in 2023, with the new changes in the laws in beauty schools and state changes, state requirements, you know, you have schools now that are trying to produce a fully capable cosmetologist in 1,000 hours. And if you consider that freshman class, the basic class, before you ever knew anything about hair, where we all worked on mannequins, we all spent time in that room, which turned into a box, you know, that's 200 hours normally in a normal beauty course. And now 200 hours subtract out of 1,000, that leaves you 800 hours to learn hair color, chemical services, nails, all of the other things that you need to learn to be fully equipped and be able to navigate the hairdressing industry. And it's an unfortunate thing, but it's part of what we're faced with as an industry. And that's why, that's the very reason that Guru Nation was created. It was created to fulfill those parts that many did not fulfill. And it was also created to be brand neutral. So we're not a brand endorsing program. We talk about all products, how they all work, because I believe that if I can teach you about how all hair color works, then you can make an educated choice on the color that works best for you. So that's wonderful. And so you're in Hair Color University now, right? This is your second week. So tell us a little bit about that, you know?
Well, you did take me out of my comfort zone. I've never done a global blonding or with foils. And, you know, we used to do oil bleach back in the day on the entire head. You know, we can go back and do the roots. But I've never worked and done that process with foils. So I got out of my comfort zone a little bit and did that. And I really liked it. It was actually kind of cathartic. And it was interesting to see. So now I'm confident that I can do that that procedure if I need to. But can I also ask that in some of the past salons that I've worked in, we never did swatching. And I also feel that swatching has helped tremendously to know what's in my tube and how to predict the results using it on a client. And that's just been such a great help.
So tell us about swatching. What did you learn from it, and why do you do it? because there may be some listeners that have no idea what swatching means.
Well, swatching is basically you start out with, you know, a white or blonde hair strand or a ring of color, and you just test what is in your tube, and you just mix a little together and paint it on the swatch and let it develop until it's fully processed. And then you can kind of see like the background and the primary and secondary tones in that color. So you know exactly what's in that color. And sometimes it's not always listed on the label what's in the tube. So it actually will give you a better indication what to expect.
Yes. Did you find in your testing process that what was on what you swatched and what they said was in the color were two different results?
Yeah, I have. One color, it was just pure mud. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to ever use this on anybody. And,
right.
You know, some levels were lighter than like some of my threes were lighter than my fours. And, you know, they were a little bit off, but now I could control, or I knew exactly how to control that color because I knew what was in it. And that's so important.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. Swatching, you know, we preach swatching. We've done that. I've preached it for the last 35, 40 years. And it's interesting finally to see that on social media, there's a lot of people that are now teaching swatching because they made the discovery that, hey, this is beneficial for us. And it does make a huge difference for me as a colorist, as an artist, to know exactly what colors that I'm working with. So that's great. So, Anne, let me ask you, would you recommend Hair Color School to any colleagues that you have in the industry? Would you recommend it? Whoever's listening to this program, consider Hair Color School if they've not attended it before.
Yep, absolutely, Dennis, without question, I would recommend it. I mean, I consider myself a seasoned stylist, and I've found so much of the information valuable. So it doesn't matter how old you are, but I would really recommend it to someone coming out of school to continue their education since they're getting a shorter and smaller amount of information.
Right.
Like if you want to really grasp what you're doing with your craft, it's important to understand just about everything. And it has helped me tremendously.
Well, that is great. That makes us feel very, very good. Max, any questions that you want to follow up with Anne?
Just the only thing that I wanted to ask in addition was just very... in a nutshell, how has this improved your life behind the chair?
Well, it's improved my skills. It has improved the language and my way of breaking down things to explain to a client. And I can tell them what's going on. I can tell them what product is going to do what. I do a lot more test strands with the client. It just sets it all up for a better consultation and knowing what I'm working with better.
Well, wonderful. That's great. What a great response. Well, thank you so much for that, Anne. And by the way, any of our listeners who are interested now in Hair Color School, our next session, the winter session for 2024, starts January the 7th. So if you're interested and you want to learn more, you can go on to our website, www.gurunation.net, or you can reach out at Real. You can go to linktree.com/RealCaptainColor on Instagram. It's in my bio, and it will take you to our educational page. So it might give you an opportunity to see the details of this. And I'm so grateful that you were able to share that information with us today. We truly appreciate it. And we look forward to the rest of our time in Hair Color University with you. And we thank everybody for listening today. Max, my friend, thank you so much for being here. Remember to that our goal at Guru Nation is to help you discover your own personal genius. So it's very important that we try to help you out as much as we possibly can. And of course, here on our podcast, if you subscribe to our podcast, you'll always get a notification. You'll never miss an episode. We will see you soon. So I thank you all very much. We wish you all happy coloring. On behalf of our entire group, from my heart to yours, I am Captain Color. I am out. Thank you, Max. Thank you, Anne, so very much. Everyone, have an amazing day. The preceding broadcast was a production of Guru Nation, a brand neutral educational resource for salon professionals around the world.